Money FM 89.3, best of prime time. SG Extra, only on Money FM 89.3.
Well, now, the number of places reserved under Phase 2C of the Primary 1 registration exercise will double from 20 to 40 next year.
Phase 2B will continue to have 20 reserved places, while Phase 2A1 and 2A2 will be combined into a single phase.
Announcing this yesterday, the Ministry of Education said it is committed to ensuring that mainstream schools remain accessible to children of all backgrounds.
Now, MOE had announced earlier this year that it will review the registration framework to possibly increase the number of places available under Phase 2C.
The changes will apply from the 2022 registration exercise for children who are starting Primary 1 in 2023. Now, to give us more clarification on everything we just talked about, An Ching, journalist from The Straits Times, is joining us on the phone right now. An Ching, the MOE announcing this new P1 registration rules that will start next year, but can you give us a quick idea of what goes on in an annual exercise like this?
Fine. So I'm sure for most parents, it's actually a very, very complicated exercise that comprises of 7 phases. Well, now 6 under the new changes to the exercise. So basically, the first phase would be for students who have siblings who are currently studying in the schools. And then after that, there are 6 phases, which also for phase 2A1 and 2A2. For 2A1, it is for alumni, people who have joined the Alumni Association.
Mm-hmm.
And for Phase 2A2, it's for alumni who have not joined the Alumni Association, basically. But with the new changes, these two phases have been combined. And then Phase 2B is for people who includes people who have parents who are parent volunteers or have links to clan association or churches. And then after Phase 2B, then it comes to Phase 2C, which is where the big change has taken place, where now instead of 20 places being set aside, there are 40 places for Phase 2C, which is the phase where anyone can apply regardless of whether they are linked to the school or not.
So let's talk then about the rationale behind doing this. I mean, the Ministry of Education said that it's committed to ensuring that schools remain accessible to children from all backgrounds. And here we see a doubling of places in Phase 2C. And as you mentioned, we've got other phases that are linked to whether their parents are alumni, linked to clan associations. So talk us through the rationale behind this change in the phases.
So, I mean, yesterday, Education Minister Chan Chun Sing said that the number of students, or rather pupils, who can access a school near their home has declined in recent years. So this is despite 2014, when MOE first set aside 20 places for people in Phase 2. So this is the phase where parents with no links can apply for. And usually, so what this means is that these spots are set aside before, I guess, the application process even starts. So you know that by the time you get to Phase 2C, at least there are 20 spaces for your children to secure, which is pretty significant when doubling this particular number of spaces, because it basically means that there are more spots to go around for children who do not have links to the school, whether their parents are alumni or not. So by making it accessible and open, so this essentially makes it accessible and open, because you can get these spots without having links to the school.
Okay, and this the change sounds very complicated listening for somebody who has no kids, at least for me.
Even for someone with kids like me.
Yeah,
so
<I'm> sure.
The question is, how will this impact the registration process?
Okay, so it depends on what kind of parent you are, really. So
okay.
It is good if you're a parent who wants to access a school that is nearby. Okay, I'll talk about that change later. And it's also good if you're a parent who has no links to school, like you haven't been a parent volunteer, or you haven't joined an alumni association. That is great. But if you've joined an alumni association, it could be potentially be, I mean, this not really disadvantages, be a bit of a letdown, because the two phases, Phase 2A1 and Phase 2A2, which I talked about earlier, have been combined. So first of all, with 40 places, it means the 20 more places have to come from somewhere. So invariably, it comes from the earlier phases, because now you have to set aside 40 spaces from a limited pool of places that's available to children every year. Yep. So that it would affect So what MOE has also said is that based on their calculations, it would mean that for certain more competitive schools, like so-called elite schools, at phase 2A2, with this new calculation, there might not be any spaces to go around at all for people in this phase. So this phase is for parents who are alumni who did not join the alumni association. Yeah, they will be directly affected if the two phases were not combined under this new change. Okay. So what MOE has done is that they have combined these two phases to allow parents who are part of the alumni association and parents who are alumni but did not sign up in the alumni association to compete within the same phase.
And Anqing, you also mentioned a change to your distance to the school as well.
Yep. So that is actually there is a new mode of calculation of how far a home is away from the school. So what this change means is that under the new calculation method, which calculates distance from a school based on the school's boundaries and the shortest distance between the boundary and the applicant's home. So with that, in terms of how far a home is away from a school, it becomes a lot. There will be more schools, more homes considered to be closer to a school with the new calculation. So MOE has said that this will lead to a more than 10% increase in eligible applicants for each homeschool distance category.
So how do the calculations work now?
I think it's easier to think about it based on like how to compare like previous calculations and current calculations. So in the past, it was calculated based on a point within the school, like the original point in the school. I mean, this is quite complicated stuff,
okay.
So I understand that you can get a bit lost. But basically, now it's been extended to the school's boundary rather than a point within the school. So that means that more homes will be considered closer to the school. So the closer you are to a school, the higher the priority you're given. Because priority for all phases is given to people who are living closer to a particular school.
So it's great that the school has a very big campus.
Yeah, in a way, yes. Hmm. Yeah, but what this could also mean is that there is a chance that property prices might rise in the vicinity around the school, but I wouldn't be like too fast as to speculate there. But yeah, because now there are more spaces set aside in phase 2C, it means that even if you have alumni links, you might not be able to get a space during like phase 2A and phase 2B. Phase 2A, yeah.
All right. Thanks for clarifying all of that for us, Anqing. Anqing is a journalist at The Straits Times, joining us here on Primetime, talking about the registration process for schools moving forward here in Singapore. You're listening to Primetime here on Money FM 89.3 with Timothy Goh, Rachel Kelly, and JP Ong.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO, available on Google Play or the App Store.